So no one told you music marketing was hard. Your band is broke, a joke, no gigs are on the cards. It's like you're always stuck in second gear, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But Chris is there for you when the music business is hard. Chris is there for you, 'cause you're there for me too. Hello, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with the Music Marketing Secrets Podcast, and I was trying out a bit of a new theme tune for the podcast there. Like, my wife is in there watching the endless reruns of Friends, and I thought, you know, maybe this is finally the theme we need, or maybe that was just a very cheesy beginning and I should never sing that again. Anyway, let's get on with today's podcast, the topic. I'm going to have to burn through this quick because I spent a lot of time kind of singing you a weird little song that I made up. Anyway, learn music marketing and get paid for it. How can we do this? This is the first in a series of posts in which we'll look at different ways in which musicians can start to earn a little bit of money online and learn some essential skills in the process. It's my hope that learning this stuff will get you out of the 9-to-5 sooner and help you carry you through any tough times when musical pickings are low. If you're in a hurry, here's the whole idea of this video in 10 words. Work as a freelance online handy person and get paid to learn online marketing. Make money online websites obviously have a bad reputation because lots of them have a big red scam label. But the fact is that there are millions of honest website owners out there looking for reliable, creative people to help build their businesses. And I can't think of a more proactive and creative bunch of people than you lot. So the best part about this is that once you start to work for a successful online business owner, they will train you in the Jedi mind tricks that bring people to your website like magic. You can then easily transfer these skills to get music fans jumping all over your offers. As I've said time and time again, once you know how to market ebooks, soccer balls, dildos, Elvis bobbleheads, you know how to market music. So why not get paid to learn? Wax on, wax off. Think of this freelance work kind of like the Karate Kid in that classic film. The master makes a little hero dude wax the fence for like 3 months, and suddenly we realize that the waxing motion has really been teaching him to fight like Bruce Lee. This is just what freelance internet marketing will do for you. Once you've written a few hundred thousand words of web copy and been paid for it, writing online blogs each day will seem like a piece of piss. Some people will employ you to do daily tasks that get their sites ranking in Google, then suddenly, skadoosh! Anytime you fancy ranking your blog for like something like crazy ass mofo rapper from Sweden, you'll have the skills. It's like going to music business school and being paid for it. Very, very cool. Where to find the work? Now we know this is a very cool thing to do. We need to know where we can find these job opportunities. I'm going to give you 3 websites. One of them's guru.com, one of them's elance.com, one of them's odesk.com. Sit down with a pad and make a note of all the tasks you could help people with. For fun, I made my own list, and here's what I came up with. Let me have a look. Here. Oh, Friends, that was when I was learning to do the song for you guys. Now, link building, content syndication, Twitter marketing, Facebook marketing, forum marketing, contacting affiliate partners, creating podcasts for people, building websites, mini sites, blog design, blogging for people, split testing web pages, sales letters, on and on and on. There's so many skills that people need online. The next part is to sign up for the freelance sites, write your bio, fill out the information. I want to give you a little tip. When I've hired people online, I'm looking for people that can do the work on time, that can follow simple instructions with not a lot of back and forward communication. And also, that if it's a writing job, obviously speaking, not speaking English, but writing good English is essential. If you hit on these points in your bio, then people will see that you understand the process and you'll be more likely to get the job. I'm not saying you're going to make $1 million with this, but once you've done a few jobs and got paid, you know, a little bit of money, you can start to move up. Even if you don't have any skills, you don't need to be Charles Dickens, you don't need to be Pablo Picasso to make web banners. Just have a look at the sites and you'll see there's a bunch of stuff you can do. And really, that's about it. You know, there's other options you can do online, like writing about your favorite musical instruments and starting your own blog, which is quite cool, because then you become the driver and you can employ other people, but it takes a little bit longer. So at first, this freelance stuff is a good option. You're not limited to freelance sites. Any successful site online is a good option, as long as you know you follow the money, and people need these skills. They're essential. So get out there, give it a try, let me know how you get on. That's it for today. And yeah, tell me how much you love my singing. Hee hee, la la la.